What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, guys, part two. Welcome, ladies and Mike, to the podcast.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hello, Michael.
It's the first time I've like looked into your eyes.
Oh, God. I can't.
Yeah. Kind of like, oh, I know. You guys have had a few.
Well, I feel like we're both similar in that sense a little bit, like where we both kind of want to avoid each other and don't look at each other's eyes. Hey. It's like when we saw each other at the movie theater. Do you remember that? You don't remember that? Oh, it was awful. It was like we were both there with the kids. I was like, hey, Jolie, hey, Jace. And then I like run away. And then we go up to the register and then he ends up with the one right next to me.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was. I think it was the first time I really saw you, though.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
This is really my first time seeing Mike.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not on the soccer circuit. I'm not in the movie theater. And so we have not seen each other.
Well, it's been, we were saying in the episode, first episode, how it's been 2.5 years. I mean, since we even did... You know, we're married. So it's been a minute.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
It kind of feels like yesterday and also a lifetime ago, honestly.
Yeah. No, we have two babies to show for it. So it had to be.
All right.
Hi. So everybody raise your hand if you're wildly uncomfortable. All right. I have a question to open it up. Why does Mike wear his fucking shoes in here and we don't?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get the new shoe policy.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not new, Carson.
We leave it up to Kristen for the comedy relief.
Got to do something.
So I think a big piece of divorce is divorce and friendships as well. And so... Obviously, something that I was going to say when I was talking with the girls earlier on the first podcast was, in a way, we have a great relationship now, a new relationship. And I always wondered if it was hard for the girls because all of a sudden I'm like, okay, Mike and I are good, but like we need to be good because for the kids, but you guys have had your words.
Yeah, we're like, what about us and Mike?
And so it's, I'm like...
Well, Kristen. A little bit.
Yeah.
And so I think it's hard because it's like they were your friends too, but you just, you know, when people leave divorces, it's friends kind of separate a little bit.
Right.
And that can be hard for all parties involved.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Especially when things can be uncomfortable, like at the moment.
Janice, like, does anyone want to say anything?
Okay. No, I guess not. All right. Well, this is a great 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, I have a question that maybe will go in fast, but okay. It relates to that.
Okay.
Because the last time I think I actually like saw you was in your old home.
Okay.
And it is absolutely incredible to me that I could avoid someone as big as you as much as I did. Like you did not exist to me. And that was hard for me because you know me enough
right.
to know that's hard for me.
Yes.
I also, I was telling Kat this, I, in the compassion human part of me, because I'm very much Jana first, like I, you and I, have, I, we've all talked about this on Wind Down before, that I loved you as long as Jana loved you.
Right.
Jana didn't love you. I was getting the garbage bags.
Right.
And extra set of hands because you're a big guy.
Correct.
Okay. We wrote about that in The Good Fight.
We did.
Yeah.
So, but in the compassionate part of me, I also know a lot about you from us being on the road and being friends. And I know your history and I know 14-year-old Mike and what has set the tone for 14-year-old Mike's life and the habits that 14-year-old Mike picked up that have stayed with him through marriage. And so the compassionate part of me wants to know, how did it feel when you watch it all dismantle the way it dismantled? Because it was, it feels to me quick once it was decided. It was like, we're moving you out. You are, you, like it just was, it just happened so fast that I also wondered, was there a moment in your walk, because we hear about Jana's walk, but was there a moment where you thought, I'm really just watching this all fall apart? Like my friends are, I mean, because there's a guy group at that point. There's a husband group. There's, you know, I've been on Wind Down with you and Jana. We've been driving through Texas. We had a Two Tall Mike series. Like we've had these histories with each other. And all of a sudden, all of the people that have like brought you into the fold are also like, draw bridges up. God save the queen.
Yeah. That's exactly how it felt.
Good. Sorry.
No, it's sorry. Not, none of that's a surprise to me. That's the thing. It's like, as much as we were all friends too, I knew that.
Yeah.
Right. But that's part of all, even going back to 9 years ago when I first moved here for Jana. Mm-hmm. Right. Like it's just, I left all of my people and my friends. And so I knew immediately everyone that I became friends with were going to be attached to Jana. It's hard to go back because it does, like Catherine said, it feels like yesterday, but also 10 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And a lot has changed since then. So it's hard to really recall exactly what I was feeling. I just knew the difference at that point was, as bad as it was and painful as it was for everyone, I was like, this just has to happen.
A little relieving?
Partly.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying. Isolating.
Mm-hmm.
I was, felt completely alone. But it needed to happen. And one thing that's coming up for me now that I said to my therapist then, to my men's groups, my whatever. I don't say this necessarily with pride. I say it to affirm how badly that needed to happen. I didn't shed a tear after we separated and divorced. Not because I didn't care. I truly believed, I was like, because this is unlike me. I'm still an emotional person. I've always been like an emotional person, but I physically couldn't cry. And what that was telling me was like, God is like literally hardening my heart right now. He's like, I got to get you guys out of this cycle, because that shit ain't helping nobody.
Mm-hmm.
It's not helping Jana. It's not helping you. It's not helping your kids, not helping your families, your friends. Nobody. And that lasted for a long time, where it just, no matter how much I talked about it from a therapeutical standpoint, spiritual standpoint, I just never really purged that emotion, because it was something bigger than myself. Not to get hokey on it, but spiritually it was something bigger than me to be like, this is ending now. Period.
You don't think it's a detachment, because you do have a history of detaching.
Right. Well. And I know the difference. that's the thing where it's like, okay, this is different. This isn't me detaching to save my, this is out of my hands at this point.
I can kind of, I mean, I don't relate to the not crying piece.
I was like, girlfriend well.
Cried. Bow days. But the moment that I worried about in the laundry room, I didn't fight back. That was that moment for you where I was like, oh, it's done. Because the fight was gone. And that was like that. I can relate to that moment too, right. Where it's like
Did you ever feel when y'all were going through this though, that it was toxic and that it needed to end? Did you ever feel that way?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. But at that point, part of me didn't know what was real and what was not.
Sure.
Right? Because so much of our identity was that. Mm-hmm. It's like, Mike messes up, poor Jana. Same narrative, different time of year. We talk about it, we write about it, we do all these things, we do work on it. And it was just like this cyclical lifestyle that we were never getting out of.
Mm-hmm. But the piece of that was repetitive was you.
Also me. I don't want to just like give it all to Mike.
But this is our turn to ask Mike.
No, but I think it's not totally fair just to put that on him.
No, but
the pattern of the...
That's what I'm saying.
That was, yes, him. Mm-hmm.
And then it would bring out
but
your...
My but I've told you the anxious attachment. I've said that to you. Right, I just don't want anxious.
Like, yeah. I'm kind of protection a little bit.
That's fine. Mike's not really scared of me. Let's be honest.
But... I'm just, I have my patterns,
but
too,
I also,
in his sure. patterns, without his patterns and with his patterns.
Ladies, right. We're all friends here.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just over. Are we fighting over Mike? Because this is confusing. This is fine.
What's happening? Yeah.
This is the cause and effect I'm talking about. I'm trying to get out of this. No, like, I mean, I'm also asking questions that listeners would want to know.
Sure.
You guys were on this was your show for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, people want to know that stuff, like, because that is how it looked. It looked like you do this, mm-hmm. this happens, there's apology, Jana cries, you know, but I saw, and I said this to Jana before, and I've said it to you, like, I always thought you guys would be the best of friends. I always mm-hmm. saw you as best friends. Mm-hmm. I was like, if you guys could just get it together on the marriage side, I just knew it would be epic. Like, I've always seen you as homies.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think, was, that's kind of the thing for me is I'm like, does it feel like I watched her anxious attachment? I watched it. Sometimes I suffocated for you. I knew why she was doing it, though, because what other choice does she have? Like, she has to check and double check and triple check and then sit down and a check-in and a check-check, because if she doesn't, something's going to slip through the cracks and something's going to make the bottom fall out and something's going to take her trust away again.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Like, yeah.
You know, that's the thing. I've over the last 2.5 years, I own my part in everything. And I always kind of have owned my part. Now, and that's the whole thing where it got so cyclical, or even in my mind at the time, I would still try to put on Jane. I was like, well, if you just gave me some space, this wouldn't happen. Is there some fact and truth behind that? Sure, to a degree. Mm-hmm. But that's how bad that cycle got, where we didn't even know where it began and ended anymore.
Right.
Did it really begin with me doing something again? Or did what?
Right.
The same pattern was there, but it was so lost that at that point, it didn't even matter.
What would you say to couples then going through that piece? Because I think that's the hard part. Because I get a lot of people that say, do you believe in your book? And I still to this day will say, yes, I do.
Absolutely.
But there's a piece of me that also goes, when that trust is broken, maybe one time you can get over it. But mm-hmm. the amount of times, I don't know if that's actually, I don't know. And I don't know if that's just a personal, like a, it takes a very strong person to let go of that resentment and actually trust them. Because I would say I trusted you. I never trusted you.
Mm-hmm.
You say that you didn't, it was the same thing. So it was like, you did not resent me. Like it's like, we were saying things, we didn't really believe it. We wanted to believe it. But I'm like, I still struggle with that answer when people go, well, if they've done it again, I'm like, I don't know what even to say.
I don't.
Because I know what it did to me, not trusting. And you know what resentment and feeling suffocated did to you. So it's like, I think people could get over infidelity if it happens maybe once, but I don't know if I could, if twice, how people can form a new, because I can't let that stuff go. I realize that in me.
Yeah, I don't think.
So I'm just curious what you're saying.
That's a case by case basis. Yeah. It takes special people to get over it even once. Now, what I will say, and I'm with you, I've defended the book where I'm like, I still believe in the things that we talked about in there. We were just in a place that was too far gone. But I will say this, now having been through all of that, and you can probably attest to this, if something were to happen in another relationship, gone, done.
Audi 500.
Done. And because we've spent a lifetime dealing with that. And so I don't know, for the people that ask, I don't know. That's my answer. I don't know, because I don't know your relationship.
I think it also depends on the willingness for people to want to like dig deep and make a change. And also the actual just like chemistry and workability of two people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was, because the ones cheat, I'm like, well, yeah, I've cheated in my past. I wouldn't cheat in this relationship. Just because he cheated in the past doesn't mean he'll cheat in his next relationship. So it's like the once cheater, always cheater. Not really, but maybe in the marriage. It's like, it's just so, it's like you just don't know the ins and outs of the relationship. So it's like, I always say, for me personally, once trust is broken, I have to physically walk away or I will become controlling, manipulative, suffocating, intolerable, I will angry.
I'll say this, because I've obviously been asked this question a lot, and whether it's I'm dating or whatever, where people ask me, it's like, oh, do you think you'll cheat again? And my whole concept of that has flipped, where before I would answer, it's like, no, because I wouldn't want to hurt you, right? Like I wouldn't want to hurt the other person. At this point, I'm like, it has nothing to do with not wanting to hurt the other person. It has everything to do selfishly with, I refuse to be in a relationship where I feel like I'm in a down position ever again. Ever again. Like that's the thing. If there's nothing else, if I am actually just a terrible person and a piece of crap, if there's anything else stopping me, it's that. I refuse to live in a down position.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Did you want me? I always wondered, I'm like, did you want me to do something so that you could have a reason to be out? So that you wouldn't be the down?
Not so I would have an out, but sure. So the playing field was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering that.
Really glaring a lot of area fast.
Well, I think that's something we all kind of felt like that was probably the case.
Catherine, I think you've got some where y'all's relationship, mm-hmm. not to take away from guys's, but I think there's some stuff that maybe you'd like to clear to not have the.
I wish people could be in this room.
I know, right? And cut the tension with a knife. Well, first of all, hearing you say the cycle, I'm really nervous. Like, this is hard for me. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that. And I'll probably cry. So just bear with me.
But say why? Because I think it was beautiful what you said last night on the plane.
Hearing you say the cycle, first of all, I want you to know more than anything that's what I always saw. It wasn't just Mike the cheater. Mm-hmm. And I know it probably felt that way to you, but I need you to know that I saw the cycle. I saw what happened. I saw how she reacted. I saw how she did the things that she did. I truly could see all of it, but I had to be on her side. She's my best friend. Yeah. She's my, you know, and I still struggle with that now because I feel like obviously we lost a friendship, but like, I loved you through it too, you know, and mm-hmm. it was really hard. It was a really hard place to be in. And I don't take back anything that I said. I don't take back anything because I truly deep down knew y'all could not make it work.
Right.
I wanted to believe her when she wanted to stay and she wanted to try to. And every time she did, I made the decision to still love you and still try with y'all, essentially. Mm-hmm. I know I wasn't in the marriage, but at times I felt like I was. And maybe I shouldn't have been, but I was put in that position at times. And there's really not much I even want to ask you. There's not much. I just want you to know that more than anything. Because it hurt me too. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think as friends, we all felt lied to. We all felt like we had a friendship that was ripped apart. Yeah. And it's been actually really hard on me. And I don't even remember what I said in the first one, but it's not easy being on this side either. But I also want you to know, I hear you, even though you haven't said this, I'm sure you feel like it was very one-sided and I just hated you. And I like to think that I still treated you well during that time. I don't remember. Maybe mm-hmm. I had some resentment too. I'm not even sure.
I appreciate that. The thing is, like, I've never had necessarily anything against either one of you guys or anyone else, because it wasn't a surprise to me, because like we talked about at the beginning of this episode, like, you guys are going to default to Jana. I get that.
But I defaulted to you so many times on behalf of yourself. Yeah. Behind the scenes too. It wasn't like, she can attest to that. I was always like,
that doesn't surprise me. And I believe that when you say it, that's the thing. It's my thing is like, all right, after all this stuff happens, what am I going to say? right? Mm-hmm. How many times have you guys, over the last almost 10 years that we've known each other, how many times have you heard me say, I'm sorry? Right? Mm. And how many times did something happen again? Right? And you guys were hurt again. And Jana was hurt again.
Well, I'm not even carrying it like I'm, like you hurt me personally. I think I just saw more in you than you even saw in yourself. I got sad because you guys have two beautiful kids.
I think it's all of it like wrapped that's up just in the, one.
Yeah. I mean, also friendship. Like, you know me, Mike. Like, I don't like to be a dick to anybody. Like, don't make me be a dick to you is where I was getting to, you know? But then it also was just like, I was so mad at you because I just kept being like, fucking get it together. We have a family here. Like, you have a family. And I get it now. And I even got it then. I think I understood it so much. And that's maybe why I was so mad, is I was just like, I know this isn't just a Jana thing. I know this isn't just a Mike thing, but I was like, can somebody just get out of the cycle so we can just, and listen, I see it now. The 30,000 feet perspective is stunning. I mean, I love Alan. I love who Jana is. Jana's a different human. Mm-hmm. This is a completely different Jana than you were married to. This is a different Jana than people knew in The Good Fight. I mean, the amount of absolute trench work this chick has done. And she's not even saying, I'm done, I'm healed. It's just different, and it's calmer, and it's more certain, and it's honest. And I get why it all had to fall apart. I just want you to know that I was never going like, I mean, it was finally where I just looked at Jana. I was like, it's just time, because I was watching it all be the same, and I hated it. And hated it for you, because I actually do think you can be a really good dude. I think that's where my frustration came in.
Yeah. And I know that I am. And
I mean, I think, jury's out but for me. I'm just kidding.
And I agree with you with the things you're saying about Jana. Going back to what you originally said, it's like, we had kids and we had a family with our group. Even you saying that, when I look at it from the outside, yes. But then when I put myself back into where I was then, nothing against you guys or anybody, I still felt alone.
Sure. I could see that, actually.
Yeah, I could too.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I felt like, and again, and you guys, it's not that anyone, whether it's your husbands or you guys directly or anybody else that was in our life, no one did anything directly for me to feel this way. It was my own doing over time. But we all want those foxhole friends, right? Like, we all have those people in our life. Here at that time, when things were just towards that end, I was like, I don't have anyone in my foxhole in terms of like our closer mm-hmm. group, right?
Were you in your own foxhole?
Yeah, well, that was the thing. I was like, this is all I got. I don't have, I'm alone. Because of whatever reasons. Again, mostly stemming from my own decision-making over the years and all of that. But that's part of where just like that cycle needed to end, because this is, as much as yes, the only shame that I have that still comes up is stuff with the kids, right? Mm-hmm. Would I change anything still? No, because I see where Jana's at. And I was just on the previous episode, I was talking to Mark and how much I love Alan.
I mean, who doesn't love Alan?
I said the same joke to Mark last episode, I was like, Jana, how's it make you feel? You're not the prettiest in the relationship anymore.
That's amazing.
I mean, this guy, we were at soccer practice. It's like a nice autumn day. He had this like pea coat on.
He always has a pea coat straight
out of the UK. His hair was flowing.
Of course.
He always has a pea coat.
And I swear, he turned to the right and I was kind of back behind them, like catching up to him. He turned to the right and it's like the wind hit it just right. I was like, is he in slow motion right now?
He lives in slow motion.
That's hilarious.
He also, if you made an Alan like action figure, it would be pea coat not sold separately.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That's like how he is in my brain.
Yeah.
Dapper Alan, where is he? He'll pop out right now. Pea coat.
So funny.
So I might like him more than Jana, but
that's sweet though. That makes me happy.
But that's a testament to the person that Jana's found, the person that she found that she deserves, right? And
I will say the one thing of anything, and you know, Kat was asking about like, you know, apologies and like, did you ever think I got the apology you wanted? And I said, there's one thing that he said to me at the very, out of all the years, that was everything I ever needed to hear. It wasn't the full apology that I thought I deserved or this or that or the other. You said to me when I got engaged, and you knew at that time I was pregnant, but you said, after everything that I put you through and you've been through, you deserve this and I'm really happy for you. And it was like, that's everything I needed to hear. And I believed you. And it was beautiful. So I really appreciate that comment, because that was the one thing that was like, okay.
Well, you're welcome, and I meant it. And on a lighter note, can we tell the pregnancy story?
Oh my God. Yes. Please. Please.
Did Jana tell you guys?
I think so, yeah.
Didn't tell you guys?
I don't know. It depends on you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So for those of you listening.
Yeah, we can tell the story. It's really funny.
So we're sitting at soccer practice. Was this in the spring?
Yeah.
The date does matter because the prosthetic bump rumor depends on your
every spring.
So it's spring and we're at
March. It was like March 24th or 26th, whatever. It was the day before
soccer practice.
Yeah. So it was in April when you found out.
Oh, no, that wasn't even it.
No, it was, I was breathing on the phone, right?
It was on the phone. That's right. I'm sorry.
But you didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So Jana was, she's like, hey, can you get the kids or something or whatever? It's like, I just haven't been feeling well. I'm like, yeah, sure. And then like a week goes by and then I hear on the phone, I know Jana, I'm like, you still not feel well? She's like, no. I'm like, it's been a week. I'm like, what the? And then she makes this audible sound.
Dead giveaway.
Over the phone that I've heard her make two other time periods in her life.
You would figure it out first.
Uh-huh. And so she makes the sound, like this little dry heave, throw up sound. Yeah. And I was just like,
you didn't say anything.
No, I said,
you clocked it.
What I said, I was like, what was that? She's like, I was like, what was that noise? She's
and
like,
immediately when he asked me, I was like,
no, I was like, Jana Ray. I was like, are you?
I was like, no.
She's like, nope, I don't know what you're talking about. Nope. And then it was like a couple days later, we had the soccer practice.
No, we were at Jace's surgery.
Was it Jace's surgery?
Jace's surgery. And I looked up and he's just like, you're still not feeling good. He's like, Jana. And I was like, I was like, I'm not answering anything. Yeah.
Long story short.
He totally called it.
I
knew.
I called her out.
You can't keep that from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, are you pregnant? And I was just like, mm-hmm. And then you're just like, I'm really happy for you.
I am. Uncle Mike, here I come.
Oh. Okay, let's not put the old cart before the horse.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students.
and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
I was trying to think of funny stories, but then of course, as I'm like going through these questions, I'm like, ooh, remember when he cornered me in the bathroom? And do you remember?
But it's really not like,
but it's not a funny story.
That's what was like, funny. We were laughing
Jenna was
about
like,
it.
No. And I was like, you don't remember that? It was like Dancing with the Stars. After she first found out you'd been away for a while, you come back and she doesn't tell me, mind you, that you're
coming
back and yeah. I'm there. And so I'm like, awesome. You know, so I'm like in the bathroom doing my makeup and you walk in the bathroom. There's nowhere for me to go. I am cornered in the bathroom doing my makeup, just letting you talk. So and I'm just like, but I mean, that was a huge memory for me. I mean, it was big of you, honestly. You know, you came in and you apologized to me and you, you know, whatever, but anyway, so I was trying to think of stories and I just kept coming up with these and she's like, these aren't funny stories. So I'm like, I know.
Yeah, that was a dark time.
It was.
And then I was like,
I did appreciate it though.
When he, with a hand on the table.
I was like, these are not funny stories.
But in my mind, it was funny. Remember when we ruined the game?
Gatlinburg,
because someone farted. You're like, I didn't fart.
I didn't fart. I'm a grown up. I'll tell you.
Angry.
I'm a grown up.
They were just thrilled and they're like, uh-oh.
Nothing says I'm not a grown up like saying I'm a grown up.
I didn't fart.
Somehow they're funny now though. So that's the good news.
I remember when we did Wind Down Texas I felt like we were really funny.
We were.
Thank you. And I remember you were too tall for everything we tried to put you in. And so then it became a series, Too Tall Mike. And so, was it Carl?
Carl.
Carl and I were taking pictures of you when you didn't know in tiny spaces.
Stop it.
You and like, Carl. He would drive the Jeep that we were renting. We had to go like 4 hours and they love murder mystery shows or whatever. And I was like, I'm in my own personal hell. And so mom and dad were in the front and they're driving and he like, Mike, I was like, there's no way he doesn't have like an actual kink because he was like so hunched over. So Too Tall Mike was a good memory.
Is there anything as we wrap up this episode that you guys want to say to move on, let the past be the past? Obviously it's long gone, but you know, to move on and start a new chapter in this friendship.
Mine is quick. So Kat, would you like to go first? I feel like I want you to feel like good relief.
I want us to be in a room and be able to get along, first of all. I want to apologize. This will be hard, but I want to say that I am sorry, because even though I didn't really have a choice, the last thing I said to you will always stick with me. In the divorce situation, which I'm sure you know, remember, that was very, very hard for me. And I was doing what I knew she needed me to do. And I said to you, just trust me. And then you walked out the door and I was just like, I could barely live with it. I mean, I'm just going to be honest, because I felt like I knew I was doing what I needed to for her, but for myself and for you, it was hard. I want to apologize for that. I don't know how I should have done it differently. I don't know how I would have done it differently, but I do feel like I owe you an apology.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate that you feel like you even owe me an apology. And for those of you listening, I mean, it was just Catherine saying that I don't need to go see Gina. So you were doing what any friend...
Well, and you walked outside and you got served.
Yeah, I walked outside.
It's in the book. It's a chapter where you walked out and you got served.
I walked outside down the driveway and I see this guy get out of his car, just waddling over to the driveway. And I'm just like, okay. And he's like, are you Mike Costin? I'm like, yeah, I am. He goes, here you go.
Could you see me in the window?
No.
Oh my God, I was
dying.
Could
you see us? I literally walked out,
and I just watched you from the video, and it was, and she's, you know, screaming in the bedroom, and I just like, after that, I just like sat there for a minute, and I was like, I mean, honestly, like I needed a detox for a while after all of this. It was a lot for y'all, especially, but it was also a lot on us too, you know, and that's, but yes, I felt like I owe you an apology for that, because that just never really sat well with me. I think what I was trying to say to you, I just didn't have more words, was I'm actually looking out for you too. And I felt in that moment. It's what I wanted to say. That's why I just kind of looked in your eyes and I was like, just trust me. Like I knew we'd get here eventually. Right. I just could so see that. I just knew that it had to happen.
It did.
You know, so, but that's all. I want us to be able to be in a room and be good. That's, you know, I hope that we can be good. I hope that you don't have resentment towards me. And
no, I honestly don't. And that's where, you know, I didn't have a reason. The way I saw it over the last couple of years, and obviously like the fact that we're having this conversation, the whole reason why it's good that we've waited so long.
Sure.
Right. By the same time, I was like, I don't have any reason to talk to y'all like over the last 2.5 years. Like I haven't.
Oh, sure.
For what reason? Like what would have done? Who would benefit in that moment until the moment came like this, more organically, podcast or not?
More organically being videoed from four angles.
Yeah. So organic. Wires and microphones and cameras. But for it to come up in the way that it did, because other than that, like what, I don't know what I would have said to either one of you guys.
I also think it's like God's protection over it too, because I think what I would have said to you a year ago, even, or even right after it happened, would have been like very Sex in the City, like, no, you know?
Yeah. And waddle away in your black dress.
Well, I think we needed Jana to get to this place. That's where it hit me. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I've had some, you know, things about it and I've, you know, felt a way. But when I saw that y'all were good, I'm like, all right, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time for us to all be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, like, let's all, like, we're adults. What happened happened. We all know everyone had a part in it. I will never fully blame you ever. And I'm not saying I blame you either. It's a relationship that wasn't working, you know? So I'm just thankful. Honestly, I'm really, really grateful that we could sit down and talk it out.
I appreciate it, Kat. Yeah.
That's really it for me too, because I honestly, you know, I don't do well at not liking people. It takes a lot for me to not like somebody. And I never disliked you. I was disappointed. And I think I felt like, I just thought you could always do better. I just kind of always knew you guys weren't going to do better. You weren't going to be able to do better inside of this.
No.
And I just don't want to have to feel like I have to avoid you because you're massive. And I just don't dislike you.
We're all on the same page. We all like each other. Right?
Yay.
Yay.
Well, thanks for coming on. Stay tuned for another short little wrap up. Stay tuned.
We should have brought wine.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.